Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Never ever drink and drive, they say. Very sound advice that we're going to fly in the face of now as we move from an item on driving to an item on drinking, because the Vintners Federation of Ireland has described another price increase on draft beer as poorly timed and deeply unfair to both consumers and publicans, because Diageo has this morning announced an increase in charges of 4 cents on the price of a pint from August 14th. It's the second increase this year and will happen across brands such as Guinness, Carlsberg, Smithwick's, Harp, Rockshore and Hophouse. Diageo blamed the price hike on rising input costs. Michael O'Donovan is chair of the Vintners in Cork and the owner of the Castle Inn there. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning.
What's your reaction?
Hugely frustrated this morning, hearing this news coming. I suppose when we've seen a slight decrease in our electricity and gas prices, especially over the last 6 and 8 weeks, and Diageo citing, rising business costs going into their business. We all have business costs, and for this to be the second time this year that they're taking a price increase is really incomprehensible, that they do it twice in the 1 year. So it's hugely frustrating, hugely disappointing, because the bottom line is, lots of publicans will probably have to pass this price increase on to our consumers, and our consumers are stretched already. Mm-hmm. We've seen the last number of weeks mortgage increases, the inflation on groceries, people are really feeling the pinch. So this is just ill-timed, and, two increases in 1 year is unprecedented, really.
Is it not completely understandable, though, given what's happened to commodity prices, food commodities, but grain prices in particular?
Yeah, look, Diageo are a big multinational company. We see their large profits that they're taking each year for their shareholders. We would have liked to have seen maybe that they would have absorbed some of this price increase. And we back in February they made a 12-cent increase plus VAT on the price of the pint, and now again in August they're going another 4 cent plus VAT on the price of a pint. So we would have hoped that this one they might reconsider, considering the vast profits that they make globally.
What is that going to mean for the actual price of a pint that I pay for, that 4 cent increase? How much more will it go up?
Look, it's 4 cent plus VAT, so I suppose the publicans all have a choice to make themselves and what they do, because each individual publican runs their own establishment. But I think the general rule of thumb would be if it's 4 cent plus VAT, you'd be looking towards a price increase of 10 cent, and the price of a pint really would be the increase that we'd be looking at.
So it's an opportunity for publicans to make a little bit more money as well, then, isn't it?
Well, look, it's not what we want to do, Philip, at this stage. We're seeing our consumers, but, you're not going to put the price of a pint up 6-7 cents. It's going to be, realistic. You're going to round it. So, the price would go up 10 cents would be what we'd be looking at. But we would have rather, keep the price as it is.
I know, but Michael, you could sympathise with the people who think that the vintners are crying crocodile tears now about the price of a pint having to go up an additional 3 cents just because you need to round the numbers up.
Yeah, but there'll be also a lot of publicans that will absorb this price increase, that won't put the price up, that will hold their price, because, we understand that our consumers at the moment are in a difficult position. There will be publicans that will increase the price, but there will also be a lot of publicans out there that will absorb this price increase.
I had a pint for under €5 in Killybegs a couple of weeks ago, and it was the first time that I had paid so little for a pint of Guinness in quite some time. Are there many places where you can still get a pint under €5, or is it generally over the fiver now?
I think the general would be that it would be over the fiver, but absolutely you can still get a pint of stout for under a fiver. Especially, I suppose, in rural Ireland, you would find it more than urban Ireland that you would find the price point, because there'd be different costs associated with the different premises. But the general rule is that it would be over a fiver. I think it's a 5.40, I think, is the average for the country. But obviously, obviously there'll be places that will be a lot lower than that and places that are a lot higher than that.
All right, Michael O'Donovan, Chair of the Vintners in Cork, thank you very much. And 51551 for where are the pubs that you can still get a pint of stout for a fiver or under, particularly as it looks like with an extra 10 cents coming down the tubes, that's not going to be a price point that will remain in place for very much longer. Michael O'Donovan, Chair of the Vintners there, as I said, 51551 for your text on that and your doggy frustration texts for vet Sarah Boland, who we will be talking to a little bit later on.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.